available.
Z-Mobile.
Mike, how are you? KO4HKX here.
What in the world are you doing?
Good. I'm just trying to get this day started so I can get it finished.
You in the full swing of things again? With your truck?
Oh, yeah. It's starting to pick back up and get back to where it was at normally. It's been for you this week. Absolutely crazy. Crazy because can't get this, can't get that, things won't work for you.
Both, I mean, we're crazy busy.
Is this week?
I think I talked to him Monday.
I haven't heard from him since last Thursday when I talked to him.
Since then, he had been finishing early, and I think Monday drug around so that he could talk to me, setting his drive a little bit, and but I hadn't talked to him Wednesday or today.
How he was going with his doctor's appointment last Friday. Ken talked to him or messaged him or something. Said they was going to have to put that pacemaker in, I think, on the 2nd.
He died, he'd be down for about 4 days of that deal. A defibrillator, which I think is different than a pacemaker.
Around the homestead.
I got out working on my chicken pen Tuesday. And it was just like working in an oven. I got that thing underneath my carport, but that didn't help me any. I mean, it was hot and muggy.
Pretty hot all week this week, huh? It's just been tough.
Been busy.
It's been surprisingly busy. This week's really picked up. I don't know what happened. But I'm gonna run with it.
Hey, while the sun is shining.
Always talk. So that's what I'm trying to do.
In there. Get as much as you can while you can, because there might come a day when we ain't got enough to do.
Don't stop. That's what's gonna happen pretty soon.
Brother who works at a big major retirement hotel down in Florida for the Villages. He said that U.S. Foods is no longer delivering food to them. The driver said they didn't have enough help to deal with anybody but other than grocery stores and major restaurants. He was saying that they said they couldn't get enough help.
Pretty much the story everywhere. And then you got the truck drivers talking about shutting down here the 31st. That'll really cripple things.
Why are they doing that?
Well, a lot of them are being told they've got to be vaccinated, all this other stuff to deal with that. And then also to show support for the drivers in Australia, what's going on with them over that stuff. But you don't know how much truth or how much stock to put into it, but you gotta really try to pay somewhat of attention to it.
Heard that.
Happen because you got too many people that won't stick together to do anything and will just bow down, but you never know. If it does, it will cripple everything for sure.
Line of the country.
For HKX Friday. Hey, Mike, I'm coming into my black hole up here, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a good day, and hope everything works out for you and eases up a little bit.
It was good talking with you.
you have a safe travels, and may, we might catch you on the other side. I don't know. 73s to you, my friend, and have a fantastic day. Have a good weekend. KK4NXE.